Episode number 1442 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dolores Steves. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about Tatiana Mitkova and NTV. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
But it seems to me that our only answer is to pay benefits, because everything else, organizing public works, retraining programs, grants for starting a business, either does not work, or does not work as intended. And you know, I have to say frankly that the crisis has greatly affected the work that we have done in a number of areas. I must add that this is an important topic because it employs hundreds of thousands of people. Today we are talking about specific things that affect everyone's life, that is, at home and at work. This is why there was no development in the 1990s when mortgage interest rates and general interest rates were so high and therefore development stalled. And they also did it at 11-12%, and most of the mortgage loans were issued at approximately these rates. And we hope that other methods of co-financing, implemented in the regions of Russia, will further help reduce this rate. At the cabinet meeting broadcast by NTV, Putin also ordered Gazprom to improve its financial processes. Gazprom stated that it was entirely financially motivated and tried to collect loan payments based on previous transactions with NTV founder Vladimir Gasinsky. It is considered to be less affected by the state than the wholly state-owned Channel One in Russia, and it was publicly criticized by President Vladimir Putin for reporting on the hostage crisis of the Moscow Theater in October last year. Tonight, NTV announced that one of its permanent hosts, Tatiana Mitkova, has resigned. Just a few weeks ago, after the prosecutor summoned her for questioning, Mitkova was still a public symbol of NTV resistance. Representatives of Gazprom, privately welcoming the desertion, called on the journalists to negotiate. Many journalists of the TV company, its management, including the general director Yevgeny Kiselev, took a certain position in this comparison, with which Mitkova categorically disagreed. Tatiana returned as part of the renewed administration after the transfer of the TV channel under the wing of Gazprom Media, which led to the forced departure of the former team. Tatiana Mitkova, highly respected by journalists, is now the network's news editor. Since 2001, Tatiana Mitkova has held the post of chief editor of NTV, and from 2004 to the present, deputy general director of the TV channel for information transmission, and also led management in this area. He worked on television 120 Minutes, International Panorama. In 1990-1991 presenter of the information program of the television news service. Since 1993, the reporter joined the ranks of the NTV television company, where in the evenings she began to conduct the news program, Today, conducted it for 11 years. In 1991, she won a competition in which the main TV Inform participated, and, in addition, was awarded the corresponding award by the American Organization to Protect Journalists. However, Mitkova's image was tarnished in January when she was summoned for questioning by an investigator investigating interest-free loans granted to leading NTV reporters by the management of media mogul Vladimir Gasinsky. The notice of summons caused a public outcry and apparently prompted investigator Zygmunt Lajos to question Mitkova on NTV instead of answering her questions at the prosecutor's office. NTV editor-in-chief Tatiana Mitkova said that during negotiations with Shankovich, employees were shocked by her complete inability to explain their decisions. The head of the TV company NTV Yevgeny Kiselev said that the channel's journalists do not accept the claims of Gazprom Media's for control over his company. The prosecutor general's office summoned Tatiana Mitkova, the host of the NT vs. Zagodnia nightly news program, for questioning on Friday morning. Network journalists are protesting the April 2 acquisition of the country's only independent television company by the state gas monopoly, Gazprom. Three other reporters resigned on Monday after appearing on Russia's NTV, sparking a heated public debate over the channel's fate. They were joined by retired commentator Leonid Parfionov and TV presenter Tatiana Mitkova. After the appointment on Tuesday, Parfionov consulted with his colleagues, and then issued a statement on his resignation from his new position. On NTV, keeping Kiselev as CEO became an immutable request from journalists. Mitkova has been working for NTV since its inception and went down in history by presenting the network's first news release 8 years ago. Tatiana Mitkova has been a symbol of the NTV television company and Russian television in general for many years. Colleagues believe that Tatiana is a professional with a capital letter, and the audience is an unsurpassed television figure. Many TV viewers and NTV supporters across Russia were shocked when they learned that evening news anchor Tatiana Mitkova had suddenly left the network on Saturday. Famous journalist Tatiana Mitkova is the author and host of the new NTV project. It will premiere on Saturday, September 29, and will begin with a story by WWF's leading tiger specialist Pavel Fomenko. Tatiana Mitkova's frank story about freedom of creativity and personal choice will be shown in the documentary, Oleg Lundstrom. Tatiana Mitkova was born on September 13, 1957 in Moscow, Russia, Russian TV journalist NTV. NTV. Third. The Russian TV channel is the most watched in the country and the second most popular in the Moscow region. It was feared at the time that this would stifle the channel's independence, but NTV retained much of its appeal to viewers who preferred an informal stance on public relations. In January 2001, the prosecutor's office summoned her to discuss an alleged $70,000 loan from NTV. The investigator added that he was just one of many NTV reporters to receive an interest-free loan and would be called in for an explanation. Huddled under umbrellas and wearing bright green baseball caps with the NTV logo, protesters heard reporters accusing the Kremlin of sponsoring free speech encroachments. "She came to Russia from abroad, and we did not know what a mortgage was. You can find a detailed description of how we use your data in our privacy policy. The task of a journalist is to understand and tell what the motive of a particular person is, what determined his choice and how to live with it. Each of them is a bright personality, and the author is interested in both the creativity and the personal life of the heroes of the program, and especially their ideas and principles."
This was Tatiana Mitkova and NTV, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1442. My name is Dolores Steves, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.